Hey everyone, Tom from Cerulean Bay here, and we are getting into the second part of our two-part topic regarding lighting. Today it is all about the exteriors, and we've got some really, really cool ideas and tips for you, things for you to consider. So we are going to be getting into that. Last week we covered the interiors, and today we are getting outside and talking about the exteriors and all of the really, really cool things you can do with exterior lighting. We think it is an overlooked thing that people just kind of maybe push off to the side because a light fixture in and of itself during the day is not something that you're really going to notice. During the day, you're out there with the landscaping, doing your projects and your gardening and everything else, maybe entertaining, hanging out by the pool. It's when the lights come on at night. That's when things can make a difference. And that's where we really encourage people to take a look at what you have. Imagine what you'd like to have that you don't already have out there, and then see what's possible. It doesn't have to cost tons of money, and there are just so many different ways that you can illuminate exterior spaces, from quiet, cozy little intimate corners to brightly lit up poolside decks for those big parties you might be having. But yeah, exterior lighting is really, really cool. We're going to get into the ambient lighting or the general lighting, which is your most basic form when you flip that switch and that bright light comes on just to light up a space. As we've mentioned before, it doesn't really provide any extra wow factor. It's just kind of there as a necessity. It's really when you get into the accent lighting that you can create some really, really cool outdoor spaces. We are going to touch on things like outdoor hanging lanterns, both electric and solar. Uplighting, which is really amazing when it's done correctly. And those are fixtures that you can use within landscaping, around pools when you've got really cool rocks and boulders, or just really anywhere that you want to highlight something that really, really looks cool with a shadow effect, or when you've got, for example, a specific kind of tree that's just got a very unique trunk or a real textural bark to it or something that even maybe during the day doesn't look all that outstanding, but at night when you put an uplight against it, it's just that wow factor coming to life. So we'll get into some of that. We've got tiki bar lighting. Whether you actually have a bar or not, you can still get some really cool lighting up there that's going to bring in a lot of color. We get into string lights and bistro lights. We're going to get into even neon lighting. We'll talk about that for a bit, whether you find a cool fixture online or you just have one made for yourself. Then, because safety is always a priority at night when you're outside, we get into walkway lighting, pathways, stairways, and obviously what's the basics there for safety and, you know, just making sure that nobody's falling down or tripping on anything and everything is very, very well lit. But also how all of this lighting in general can add to the deterrent factor to help keep people who are not invited out of your yard, maybe, depending on how accessible your yard might be. Maybe just lighting up areas that seem to always be in the dark out there. There's maybe not a lot going on in a particular corner. There could be just a really cool fence or a cool wall that if it was lit up, it would really look cool at night and just add to the whole effect. Now you've just added some extra lighting and it creates an enhanced safety for the area. If anybody should unfortunately be coming onto your property who's not invited, it's just a further deterrent. And again, we are all about safety. One last type of lighting we'd get into as well is wall washing. That is really cool. And we've got some great tips about how to wash your walls and fences with lighting, using uplighting and sconces and things like that. So we hope you will join us over on Patreon, because that's where you will be able to find this episode in its full length. We have our tiered memberships over there where all of our full length podcast episodes are available. And now our video content too is starting to show up. So we've got some teaser stuff out there on YouTube with a little bit of free content, but Patreon is our home, and we do have ceruleanbay.com as well, where people can check out our blog posts and our online store. But for all of our audio and visual content, Patreon is our home, and we hope you'll consider joining us there. So for now, we're going to leave it at that, and we just wish you a really awesome week. Never stop thinking about the tropics. Look for that inspiration wherever you go. Make those notes, because if a really cool idea comes along, you don't want to forget about it. And just go ahead and bring it all to life and have fun with it. So take care, everyone, and we will see you again next week. Bye-bye.